producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Peyton Manning on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I just stuck a needle in my arm. Nah, that's not true. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I are here. Jennifer is taking advantage of me again by celebrating New Year's Eve on another radio program.
How about that?
They needed her in Los Angeles, Kenny. That's just how it worked. And so I'm being the softy that I am. Yeah, go ahead, Jennifer. In the meantime, Kenny and I and all those who are associated, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Wish you a very happy new year. It's party time. Time to drop everything, including that ball. You may have heard us talking about what it's going to cost for people who have gone to New York and don't want to be outside in the cold. The weather in New York actually is supposed to be fairly good. The horrible, this time of year, hello, you're supposed to get horrible weather. Winter weather has blown out. I think it's going to be fairly temperate in New York tonight. For those of you who want to see the ball, it'll be on what Ryan Seacrest takes over for Dick Clark, and all the channels have the same stuff. Every year it's the same baloney, just put in different pieces, and it is baloney. Am I sounding like a bah humbug? It's baloney. It's not anything new and creative. Stay home. Think about what you want. This puts some energy behind what you want this new year to be all about. That's the way I do it that way anyway, because I go to sleep early enough so I can get up tomorrow morning and do the radio program. It sounds like I'm rip-roaring and ready to go. Anyway, so what about some of these other Auld Lang Syne songs, Kara, that you have there? Beach Boys, we have this is the only the Beach Boys. We saw the Beach Boys in concert this summer. I think this is the only song they didn't sing.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old exile?
All right, so what are you doing on New Year's Eve? Americans kind of weird. We ring in the new year by singing off-key, kissing random strangers, and getting excited as we get squeezed together. Yeah, pictures of New York are like being in a sardine can. There is a place in Pennsylvania that serves bologna for New Year's. And in Ohio, they serve fish and watermelon in Indiana and pickles in North Carolina. And, of course, the New Year's resolutions, never again will I be so foolish as to do what I did last year or didn't do what I did last year. And you know how the resolutions go. There will be people that'll be good for a day, a week, a month, maybe all year long. I was talking in the last hour about exercising and how really important it is. Now, listen to Lou Rawls sing this. Crank this up, Kara. This is good.
Forgot. And never brought to mind, should old acquaintance be forgot, and days of old lang syne.
That's pretty good stuff, isn't it, huh?
So,
if you're concerned about being someplace, the news media is doing a nice job of trying to scare everybody. The terrorism threat has never been greater. Will we be safe as we ring in 2016, or will security fall short? Well, let's see here. New York City has 6,000 police. Can you imagine that? 6,000 police around Times Square tonight. And all the cameras that have been installed so that there is surveillance on every single inch of every single street all around Times Square. Wow. And there are going to be extra cameras on the Rose Bowl parade tomorrow. I went over driving into that part of Los Angeles. on this week is just silly. And going to these, it's become silly anymore to go to these things because they're no fun. All of the fun is taken away by people who are worried or let themselves be worried. The anxiety that's created by the news media. And it's not just here either. It's all the Middle East. It's in China now. They're getting crazy threats. Brussels, where the terror plot was broken up, was it last week? They said they're not even having any festivities. And there are a lot of places around the world that aren't. Because we have become, we've victimized ourselves. We have let the bad guys win. The idea that there's going to be a terrorist attack. Do you know there's less of a chance by four times of you being involved in your life in a terrorist attack than there is of you being hit by lightning? Think about that and just go about your business and have some fun. Have some laughs. Think about the good stuff. Who hopefully you're going to be with the person you love the most or around people that you love the most, whether it's your family. Hopefully those are the people that you love the most. Listen, is there anybody in your family, Kenny, that you don't like and you don't want to be around? Come on, honest, fess up. Other than your former wife.
Well,
former wives are okay. She's not a family.
Yeah, she's not a family. Yeah. No, not really. Huh. I think any of the relatives that I didn't like have gone on to the whatever's next.
Really? Into that big, ugly cauldron in the sky. All right, so, yeah. Kara, what are you doing for New Year's Eve? You're not going to be here tomorrow. I know that. You finked out on us for tomorrow. I can't understand why a young woman of your age wouldn't want to be here tomorrow morning enjoying our company. What's the big idea?
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me. both my sisters...
That's a good way of putting it. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, geez. Why wouldn't I want to get up at 3:30 in the morning?
Yeah,
New Year's,
New Year's Eve. Welcome New Year's Eve. I'm getting up out here in Los Angeles. I'll be up before that. I don't know, Kenny, I haven't figured out whether you're going to be here tomorrow or not. Have you figured that out
yet? Yeah, right. I'll be here.
Okay, so there's two of us. Anyway.
Ken's a much better person than I am.
Yes, that must be what it is. So what are you doing tonight? I got Kenny's routine all down. What about you?
I'm just, both my sisters live in Baltimore, so I'm going to go there, and we're just going to have a chill.
A chill.
A chill night.
Well, so then you should be able, if you're having a chill night, to get up and come to work.
Well, unlike you, we're actually planning to stay up until midnight.
Oh, you won't catch me staying up until midnight.
We're going to have like a... Well, Kenny said that his kids are probably going to play a game, so we're going to be together with some friends probably playing board games and having a cocktail party.
A cocktail party?
Yeah.
Drinking at your age? What an outrage. Good heavens. Who do we report that to? I'm calling up your father and find out if he knows that you're drinking at your age.
You go ahead and do that.
As long as he's not involved in the party himself, that's it. All right, so there. And that's the funny thing about history and heritage and tradition. If people feel like they have to get sloshed, I'm going to talk to Dr. Jack Stockwell about how we'll have some practical help on how to get yourself out of that. If you feel like you got to drink and some of you overdo it, Jack Stockwell will be with us in the next half hour. One of the things we'll talk about with him is how to get yourself out of that predicament. What do you have to eat or drink? Maybe there's even ways beforehand. I think if you have a full stomach, you don't get... So isn't it the liquor gets absorbed into your food as it's digesting? If you drink on an empty stomach, you're out of your minds. Because it goes right into your system. It's kind of like things that you take. You hear me talking about Neo 40, the Super Beats thing, the caps you put in your mouth. And because of the way that it dissolves, it becomes absorbed into your system right away. And I believe that if you drink alcohol and have nothing in your stomach, it gets that much quicker into your system and can knock you off your trolley. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe you'll slow down. You have food in your stomach and then you put alcohol in there. Then it you drink more and the long-lasting effects. I'm talking probably like somebody who doesn't know what he's talking about because I have only been drunk once in my life, and it was when I was in college, and I don't remember what state I was in other than I knew the old story from Ted Siller, who once in a while on holidays calls, he'll probably call us tomorrow, one of my great buddies from Heidelberg. He and I had an encounter with the Dean of Men, as I recall, on the night we pledged. It wasn't particularly pleasant, but it was one of those things. So there is celebration. And so celebrate as you will, but just, and I don't mean to put a damper on stuff. There are lots of things. What I'm going to do when I go to bed tonight is think about all the things that I have to be thankful for that were good about 2015 and think ahead to 2016 and anticipate things that are going to be even better. And I think that's how you, if you're, and maybe that's the exercise you have just for the fun of it tonight, Karen, then you can tell us next week whether you did that. Have a conversation with your sisters and your friends who are going to be there around the board games and around the other things you're doing. Just the anticipation. What are you anticipating? What's going to be really good about next year? You had a good year this past year. After all, you got yourself wrapped up in this program. Huh. What an opportunity that is, right? Think about it. All the things you have to be thankful for. You have Kenny and me to be thankful for. And then put that into a higher gear and think about what you want to accomplish, what you think the year will hold, what is it that you can do, because thoughts are things, to put your head in a place so that all the things that you want to have happen to you will happen to you in this next year. Happy New Year. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, 25% off all Zildjian drumsticks, or a digital reference vocal mic for just $19, there has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Finally, there's a lightweight cat litter that doesn't act lightweight. It's Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
My name is Erin, and I'm a professional pet sitter. I deal with cat litter all day. Clump & Seal Lightweight is amazing on odor. It's super easy to carry, and there's absolutely no dust.
No other litter seals and destroys odor and is 50% lighter than our regular litter and 100% dust-free.
It changed how I feel about a lightweight litter. I would recommend it to my friends and my clients.
Get 7-day odor control and no dust in Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the team. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Invariably, when we get to this point in the year, and I said I wasn't going to concentrate on what happened in the year 2015, although I think when it comes to famous people and their passing, it's worth a moment or two of our time to remember some of the voices and some of the things. Oftentimes it's lists of famous sports celebrities or actors or people that were involved in politics. Certainly this past year, the people, I think the highlight of the list, for me anyway, as I go through looking back at it, the passing of Leonard Nimoy, who was Dr. Spock.
Live long and prosper.
A valuable study. We may be seeing Earth's distant future.
Hmm. How do you forget that voice and that image of him with his ears and holding his hands up? Can you do that, Kenny, with your fingers? The two,
sure.
You can do that? I'm just doing it now. I'm doing it now for the first time. I wish this was a television show. You could see me. I've never done this before. Never been able to do it. Put your first two fingers and your last two fingers together. This is not pick a finger. This is use the two fingers. Yeah. So that's famous guy spent his whole life smoking. And tells you, before he died, he had COPD, that I wish I had never smoked. How many people, my mother, the same thing, smoked and drank herself to death by the time she was 50. At least Leonard Nimoy lived to be, what was he, about 80-something, I think, wasn't he? Early 80s?
So, yeah.
Yeah. But he would tell you that the smoking he did in his life took years and years off of his life. But we're thankful to have had him. He was from Massachusetts. And he and... Actually, Shatner became great friends, and the only thing that people criticized, I remember Shatner taking it in the neck because he didn't get to go to Nimoy's funeral for some reason. I forget what the reason was, but a lot of people took him to task for that. You know who else? Yogi Berra.
There comes the pitch.
Yeah, Yogi Berra. When you get to the fork in the road, take it. What other ones can you remember? So many great ones. And he didn't even have to, he didn't practice. It is, okay, this is the way he is. Funny guy. You remember any of his other sayings, Kenny?
One of my favorites is, I didn't really say all the things I said.
Yeah, right, that's perfect. Let's see here. A couple of important singers, actually, B.B. King, Benny King, Percy Sledge. Little concert, B.B. King, no relation to Benny King. Thrill's gone for him because he's gone. Thrill's gone for us because it was something about his music that got right to your soul, right into your heart. And so, Benny King from the Drifters. What a great, great voice.
And the land is
crank this
dark,
up here.
And the moon is the only light we'll see.
Stand by me.
No,
and Percy Sledge. Gone. Christopher Lee, known as a very good bad guy. This guy was really terrific at playing those really long-in-the-tooth bad guys. Here he is from The Lord of the Rings.
A new power is rising. Its victory is at hand. This night, the land will be stained with the blood of Rohan. March to hell, please. Alive.
Bad guy, one of the Star Wars movies, too, as I remember. So anyway, the passing of Christopher Lee. 28 past hour. Even though facial hair is in, some men prefer the clean-shaven look. Here's Dr. Chambers on call.
This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. When I was in my 20s and had a little scruff on my face, before I left the house, my dad would always say, "You're not shaving?" You see, for him, a self-respecting man and a man who commands respect is clean shaven. My dad was right back then, but facial hair is in now, big time. Sculpted scruff, full-on righteous beards, and any form or fashion of goatee is now good grooming. But for those of you that still embrace the baby face, know this. Those 15 microplane rotating supplicating blades sound great, but the idea is to get a close shave, not massacre your skin so you end up with a painful folliculitis. A good quality shaving gel or cream, with moisturizer of course, is a must. So feel free to explore the boundaries of facial hair, but know this. Recent studies have shown what the men of yesterday knew, and I say this as a man with stubble. When it comes to looking honest, clean shaven wins the day. This is Dr. Chambers on call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
This report is brought to you by Shriners Hospitals for Children. The U.S. Fire Administration reports more home fires during the holiday months than any other time of the year. Home fires and deaths increase significantly with more cooking, decorations, and open flames. And the biggest fire risk of all could be your Christmas tree. Shriners Hospitals for Children and actor Joe Minoso of NBC's Chicago Fire offer simple steps to keep families safe from fires and burn injuries with the Be Burn Aware PSA series. Joe Minoso.
During the holidays, hundreds of kids are taken to the ER with severe burns. That's why I'm working with Shriners Hospitals for Children to remind you to be burn aware this holiday season.
Simple steps like watering your tree daily and discarding the tree once it becomes dry can significantly reduce the risk of house fires and burn injuries. Additional tips include making sure your tree is at least 3 feet from heat sources and never leaving lit candles unattended. Learn more at beburnaware.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
At the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Happy New Year. It's Thursday, December 31st. Tomorrow, Friday, the 1st of January. Another year is upon us. You made those resolutions to get yourself in better shape. Let's see if we can help that situation out a little bit. Dr. Jack Stockwell is joining us. Ken Kessler and I, Kara Schillen is here. We're all chilling with Schillen, and we are, that's probably the first time you've ever heard that, Kara, right? Chilling with Schillen.
Yeah, definitely no one said that to me in middle school or high school, ever.
Don't you like the understatement there, Kenny? Nobody would ever say anything like that. All right, so let's get at Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a noted NUCCA chiropractor, N-U-C-C-A. That means he specializes in serving your spine, your shoulders, your neck. And in about, I'm just thinking, I was almost thinking I'd come up there next week to see you, but I have to go back to the East Coast, so maybe the week after that.
Okay, sounds good.
Journey up to spend a day or so with you. Jack and I have this great relationship, great friendship, based in part on us being who we are, but also I love Jack's values and the fact that he is living proof that you don't always have to do what you say in order to be okay. And I say that lovingly because he'd be the first to tell you that he has his issues with weight and what he eats and those things. So he brings a practical experience and knowledge. The thing that really bothers me about people who preach at you about what you ought to do, and I don't want to get preachy. I mean, I'll tell you what I do and what I think makes sense for you to do, especially when it comes to keeping yourself muscular and keep the bones tied well to the muscle so that your body doesn't fall apart as you get older. But it's what you eat. It's how you exercise. Are all those things on the top of everybody's priority list? No, but ought they be? Well, it depends on what you like and what you value in life. I think Jack has a great life. He's got a great family. He's got a great wife. He's got a great practice. So he, like most of us, wants to keep himself in shape and keep himself going. You don't have any plans. You're not as old as I am, but you're not exactly short on the tooth. So
I'm not that far behind you.
No, you aren't.
And no, I just turned 65.
And it's creeping up on you, but you don't have any plans to not work, right?
Oh, no. The more you do something, the better you get at it, really, if you put your heart into it.
Yep.
And I'm doing the best work of my practice life.
and I am doing the best radio of my life.
Absolutely, you are.
Practicing it for 50 years, maybe by this time next year I'll have it right. So I promised the audience that we would talk about what to do if you do too much. Like, for me, one Mike's Hard Lemonade makes me loopy and then sleepy and I'm done. So it isn't me that you have to worry about, but there are people around, perhaps some of the people that Kara is going to hang around tonight, will have too much to drink and they need to get themselves out of it, hopefully responsibly. There are a lot of people who are listening right now who tomorrow morning will wake up and they won't feel good. And so there, I started talking about this in terms of what you have in your stomach, and you sent me a quick note and said, yeah, that's pretty much it. And so let's talk about how you guard or ward off the effects of too much alcohol, and then what you do 24 hours from now in order to get yourself out of it responsibly, especially if you may have to go to work tomorrow or do things that require you to be attentive.
Well, some people, well, obviously, you know, everybody knows some people handle their alcohol, some people can't handle their alcohol. Mm-hmm. The thing, you know, if you, like you said very well there 15, 20 minutes ago, if you're drinking alcohol on an empty stomach, you're really asking for trouble. Those who are trying to get drunk know that. They'll just go ahead and start drinking like crazy. But the thing that takes the longest to leave the stomach is fat. Carbohydrates get through the stomach pretty quick. Proteins take a while. Fats will float to the top of the stomach content. A lot of times they're the last thing to leave the stomach. And fats will kind of absorb the alcohol itself. Alcohol has the ability to go through the stomach wall. Very few things will go through the stomach wall into the bloodstream. Water primarily will. Some alcohol will, but most things don't till they get to the small intestine. And when you can have fat in your diet, butter, cream, animal fats, things like that, whatever kind of snacks and finger foods are being offered, if you're going to a party or if you're having a party at your own home, the fat-rich stuff, the stuff that's loaded with butter, the stuff that's loaded with cream, you have two or three mouthfuls of that, you'll find out that what normally gives you a buzz won't give you a buzz. And
what gives you a buzz?
Mary. Just looking at Mary.
There you go. That's it. Perfect. Yep.
Just looking at that girl gives me a buzz.
All right.
So but anyway, that, you know, and you said Mike's Hard Lemonade. For some people, they've got to have, you know, two or three shots of vodka or tequila or something before they start flying. But again, you know, a lot of people don't pay attention to what they have been eating or not eating before they have a drink. And some people say, well, I can't drink socially. To drink a wine and I'm falling asleep in the guest bedroom and, you know, I leave the party. But if they had something in their stomach prior to that and they still want to be a little bit of a social drinker, that's how you get around being able to handle that kind of stuff. Alcohol is converted into something called acetaldehyde inside the, in the system. And that's what builds up and gives you that horrible hangover the next morning. And that's just, you know, you ask for it. You drink that much alcohol, that's the kind of problem you're going to have. And every now and then there's these little pills that show up on TV. Maybe you've seen them.
Yeah.
You know, I can't remember what their name is, and they don't last long because they don't work. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you take six of these or something like that, and suddenly you'll be able to drink all night, which is nonsense. Alcohol is so easily converted into acetaldehyde, as I said there a few moments ago, that there's hardly anything you can do to stop it except slow down its absorption into the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
And you slow down the absorption by having food in the stomach. And if you're not into butter and cream and animal fats, you know, just, you know, heck, a good hamburger or something like that ahead of time. But usually parties have finger foods, and I'm not talking about potato chips. You know, that, or,
no,
or,
it's gotta be something with substance.
Something with substance, something that has some weight to it that can actually absorb
legumes,
the alcohol.
Protein.
Especially protein.
Yeah.
You know, any kind of a protein that's wrapped up with fat, like legumes, any kind of bean dip, those kinds of things will definitely slow down the absorption of the alcohol. Now, you can always do too much. You know, you say, well, I'm not getting a buzz yet. Well, I'll drink two more glasses of wine. Well, that's nonsense.
Why do you want to have a buzz?
Well, you know, some people loosen up. You know, some people have a hard time with social relationships. They have a hard time going into a room full of people, which is a very common kind of, it's not a disorder. It's not a mental problem. It's just some people have a hard time being in a room with a bunch of people because their value is so attached to their behavior and their mm-hmm. performance in front of a group of people that they'd rather stand there with their mouth shut. So a lot of times they know if they have a drink of wine or a cocktail or a couple of beers, they'll loosen up and they'll be able to get over that reticence they have to actually open their mouth and talk to people around them, especially strangers.
Yeah. All right, so there's a word to the wise may be sufficient. In a moment, we're going to talk about Jack's latest podcast focusing on anti-cancer foods. Jack is responsible for the Forbidden Doctor podcast that come out every week. You ought to sign up for them. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. When I say you ought to, I don't say that lightly. I think that there is close to genius on these podcasts. And between Jack and his wife, Mary, they have wrapped themselves around this aspect of the health field, the health world, and bring to you so much knowledge and information easily absorbed, pretty much like their enzymes. They've created an enzyme package that's extraordinarily easily absorbed and keeps you away from a lot of the problems. They can't claim to do this, that, or the other thing, but I can tell you right now, I take four of them every day, and the what I feel like, absorption-wise or otherwise, the energy that I have, I'm working out a lot more than I used to, and I think that taking this along with my super beats, and I'm going to spend a minute talking about those as well here, blood pressure and the problems of blood pressure, the increase, because of the way people are eating, Jack, we have more and more people who have blood pressure issues, and that leads to early death. That's all. I mean, all of the cardiovascular problems you have pretty much stem, or you can see the indication is from what your blood pressure is, that you're going to have a heart attack. You're going to have a stroke. You're going to die early because you haven't allowed yourself or encouraged yourself to stay on the low fat diets. Jack, I'll be the first to tell you, you need fat. You need certain types of fat in your system.
Absolutely.
The bad ones will plug up your arteries. The good ones won't. So you need to know what those are, in essence.
Well, we have several podcasts on that very topic. But and then the beets. You know, one of the yep. best things about beets is its ability to help to detoxify the liver mm-hmm. by thinning the bile.
Yeah.
And the bile is one of the liver's most active trash removal systems inside the body as the bile leaks yeah. into the gut.
Mm-hmm.
And when we eat a lot of processed foods, when we're not eating enough of the right kind of fats, the bile has a tendency to get very viscous, very sluggish, very thick. It has a hard time moving. Gallstones result.
Gross.
But beets are the number one food to thin the bile.
Mm-hmm.
So the bile flows the way it's supposed to do, and that trash removal system from toxins in the liver is greatly affected by that. And liver toxicity, liver congestion, is one of the biggest causes of high blood pressure, the
right.
backing up of the portal blood system. So
yeah.
you're right on with super beets.
All right, so the super beets that we're talking about, the circulation superfood, it's great tasting, source of dietary nitrates. And Jack will tell you the nitrates are what expands your arteries so the blood can get through, get to your muscles, to your brain, to every square inch of your body. What is it, 62 miles of plumbing that you have in your body? The blood gets to every... I mean, when you have a little cut on your finger, it bleeds. That's because the blood is getting out
it's
to
everywhere.
The end of your fingers.
Yes.
If it doesn't bleed, you have a problem. And a big problem.
Yeah.
So,
blood has a tendency to stagnate inside the system, you know.
Yeah.
And it, when any time there's a backup to the pressure in the bloodstream, it can stagnate. And that's where a lot of the facial skin problems come yeah. from, boils, lesions, these yeah. kinds of problems, especially later in life.
You say that. When I had my injury to my shoulder, apparently, unbeknownst to me, for those of you who may not have heard me tell this story, I fell off one of the trucks on the farm last year, a year ago May, and did some serious damage to my shoulder. The rotator cuff, the muscles that are around it, the bone that's there. And I had it checked, went to the emergency room, and I got a sling and wore that for a couple of weeks, and I was fine until the weather got cold last year. And from that point to this, my shoulder's been a big problem. And I got physical therapy this year. I got chiropractic care. Had some acupuncture and massage, that sort of thing. But what I was told is that there's a lot of sort of dead blood in there. So I'm doing cupping. You're familiar with that,
mm-hmm.
right? The cupping,
mm-hmm.
put cups. There's several ways of activating them, with heat or with pressure, and it literally sucks. I remember the first time I came home and Meredith looked at my back and said, what the heck happened to you? It lasts for about 5 or 6 days. You'll see it looks like there are bruises on your, well, in this case, on my back and my upper shoulder, because the blood, there's just dead blood there that has to get out of your system. Sometimes through massage you can get out, you know, a lot of things like lactic acid, they collect, and you have, after you've had a good massage, the best way to tell whether you've had a good massage or not is whether you have to go to the bathroom as soon as you get off the table. Because all of those things that are in your body, they need to be excreted. And that's one of the ways that you can tell whether they worked over. And this cupping thing is so good because it gets the blood to the surface of your skin. And a lot of people say, what are you talking about? I never heard of that before. Well, there are a lot of things, don't you think, Jack, in the medical world that people have never heard of that are necessary for you to maintain optimal health?
Well, where do you think, I know you know the answer to this, but where do you think the ideas for a new drug comes from? You know, it's just the investigation of herbal science.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to a nurse yesterday. She had brought in her child that was having seizures to me.
Wow.
16-year nurse. And we were talking about the drugs that were being used to control the seizures that actually cause seizures. That's the side effect of the seizure drug. And we were talking about the development. They're trying to develop a new drug based on an old remedy that's used in Germany that's based on herbal therapies. And because you can't patent an herb, you can't patent a vitamin, you can't patent a food, but if you go into the laboratory and break down that food or that herb to find out what the chemical action is of that particular product, then you try to synthesize it in the laboratory and create a pill, then you can synthesize that. But you know, anytime we change what nature made, we lose the power behind it in the first place, which is why drugs for a lot of people are so terribly ineffective and so dangerous. But that's the same thing with what we're talking about here is that nothing has the elegance that nature has made, especially when it comes to food in the form that nature made it.
Isn't that a great way of putting it?
You know, this cupping thing. Now, that's been around for a long time, actually. I mean, that's very famous in a lot of very good high-class spas in Europe. They do that kind of stuff because it gets the old stuff moving.
Mm-hmm.
The same way some internal use of beets will get the bile moving.
All right, let me just finish off the conversation about beets, super beets, and the related Neo 40 capsules. If you call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com, you can get on the program. You'll get a book about nitric oxide, the saliva testing strip so you can see how much nitric oxide you have. The Neo 40 boxes that you'll buy will bring you the ability to find a 30-day supply of Super Beets along with it. Super Beets, put a teaspoon in a glass of water, drink it later in the day. It'll give you a lift after you've had too much to eat for lunch and you're kind of slowing down. Neo 40 capsules, I take them in the morning, give me a shot of energy. Don't need coffee, don't need anything else. This is not anything other than all natural. That's what the beets do. They open things up in you, as Jack has said. So get yourself on board. Make a New Year's resolution to get on this Super Beets program. 800-655-4183. You'll be talking about it, too. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. I want to talk about this podcast that you are focused on this week. Again, ForbiddenDoctor.com, the best 9 anti-cancer foods, because sadly in 2015 we've seen an explosion.
Unbelievable.
Of cancer in this country.
Just unbelievable. How many, when you were in grade school and middle school, how many little kids did you know have cancer?
None.
Yeah,
I knew exactly. Kids who had polio, but I didn't know anybody who had cancer.
Right. And I, being about 5 years behind you in age, I think it's five.
Yeah.
Four. I didn't know anybody. Yeah, we're at the age now where each year means something. I don't remember anybody having polio, and there was only one kid in grade school that ever got sick that had asthma. Now you've got cancer everywhere.
All right, everywhere. So find this podcast at Forbidden Doctor.
Comes out tomorrow.
Happy New Year. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with us on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I would be Dougster, and he's Kinster, and she's Carister, and we have technology to focus on. All these people that are so damn lazy, they don't want to work on Christmas Eve, they don't want to work on New Year's Eve, they don't want to work on New Year's Day. What in the world is going on? What in the world? What's that old Slim Pickens line? What in the world's going on here? Or what in the Sam Hill? I think that's...
What in the wide world of sports?
...is going on here. Well, this isn't the wide world of sports. Wide world of tech... Say it again, Doug. Technology. And how souped-up GPS could be coming to your car in a moment here on Good Day.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Ah, the beginning of a new year started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like a Williams Digital Piano for just $169, Ernie Ball Cobalt Slinky Guitar Strings, buy two, get one free, or a five-pack of Hohner harmonicas with case, just $15. There has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big. New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
Another saving secret from Arm & Hammer. Most people aren't crazy about doing the laundry. Ugh. But everyone loves saving money. Yeah. Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Pack makes doing the wash easier with convenient single-dose packs and gives you a savings of up to 50% versus the leading pod. Ooh. And what's even better? Arm & Hammer Power Packs are the only ones with the 2-in-1 cleaning power of baking soda plus OxiClean Stain Fighters. Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Packs. It has what everyone likes. Big clean, small price. Yeah.
All right, so let's see what we can conjure up here in terms of new information that will affect the average person like me, who isn't all shot up with the latest technology, but we have to use technology. I'm just now getting used to using the GPS in my car. Apparently, there's a new souped-up GPS system. The car makers are saying these new navigation systems will go beyond direction and offer you topographical information about the place you're going, weather information about the place you're going, traffic and road conditions now. I mean, when I go on and to put the destination, for example, last week we were driving from Boston down into Tennessee and then into Florida, trying to dodge the bullet of traffic. And here in Los Angeles, I have a couple of places I went this week using the GPS, and there are all these little arrows and things that show you where the traffic is, right? So apparently what they're going to do, Kenny, is give you a little more specific information, standard on all vehicles, not just the expensive ones, because, Kara, I'm guessing that, what'd you buy, a Ford Focus, right? Doesn't have any GPS information in it.
Yeah, I got the Fiesta, and it doesn't, so I just use my phone for that.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people say the phone is more accurate. What do you find, Kenny? Do you find your smartphone is more accurate than using GPS in the car?
Yeah, I think so. And easier to manipulate and, you know, figure out where you want to go.
Yeah, more information, high-precision accuracy information. Yeah. But that's really the complaint that the people who developed the GPS for cars have heard, and that's why they say they're going to develop these new systems that will be just as good as what you get in your smartphone. So they say. Meanwhile, one of the things that will happen in 2016, people trying to develop the next super app. How many apps do you have on your smartphone, either of the two of you? Kara, Kenny, what kind of app? Do you have like dozens of them?
Do 30, you? 40, 50, somewhere in there.
Really? Kara, how many apps have you got?
Probably somewhere around. I don't have that many, maybe like 30 or 40, but I generally don't pay for apps, so I don't have as many. I just use free ones.
I have two.
On and off.
Yeah, no. The one that I use the most is Uber, frankly. But the tech companies, anyway, they're all looking to develop mobile chat applications, all kinds of tasks, things like pay the bills with an app. I don't think you can do that now. Now look for that to be one of the nuances of this next year. 59 after on Good Day.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.